Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian Girls basketball program, John Mum, recapping the 2025-2026 season. Coach Mum, year number one in the books. It was an interesting year. It was filled with highs, lows, adversity, whatever you want to name it. Year number one basically had it, but at the end of the day, second winning season in 7 years for this Pella Christian Girls basketball program. Just your initial thoughts on the way that 2025-2026 went.
Yeah, Tyler. I'm very happy that we got to that 10-win mark. Getting to double-digit wins was definitely a goal of mine. So very, very pleased with that. I know you mentioned that was only the second time in the last 7 years that the program has done that. So very, very pleased with that. It was definitely a season that was unexpected, very challenging in so many regards, but so rewarding. Rewarding, I think, is the term that I would use even more so than challenging and frustrating. And the reason I say rewarding is because sometimes you have to go through those incredible challenges and struggles and frustrations and to be able to overcome those and to have these wins that are just like, man, improbable, and that make it so rewarding because it's such a challenge and you have to overcome so many obstacles, and then doing it with these girls that just showed so much heart and fight and grit. I know that they're probably all tired of me saying those things, but it's just true. They made it enjoyable to come to practice every single day. I was telling you before we started this interview that my assistant coaches were saying this to me, and I totally agree that normally in a long basketball season, you know, you get into those dog days of January, and you have those days at practice where people are just, you know, kind of down and not into it, and people maybe are a little grumpy and frustrated, and you just have some days where it's just, you know, kind of a bad feeling in the gym, right? Well, we all agree we didn't have those days. Like, we did not have those negative, bad practices. Like, it was just, we had that, we kept the good vibe throughout the season. And that's something I'm very proud of, too.
I would agree with that. And one thing that I kind of look at with that, too, is you just look at the season as a whole. You don't face an easy schedule, right? When you play in the Little Hawkeye Conference and you get four matchups between Dallas Center, Grimes, and Norwalk, who are played in the semifinals of the state tournament against one another, and then you throw in a Pella who, you know, they're playing in a sub-state final, and Indianola, who's, you know, a very talented team in, you know, 5A or 4A, whichever of those classes, and you know, you get Oskaloosa to Newton, who Newton can jump up and surprise teams every now and again as well. I mean, that's a tough slate. And then when you go out of conference and you play a Des Moines Christian as well, it really heightens up that schedule and really can allow for some of those frustrations like you're talking about. But never really felt like that from an outsider's perspective, watching them on the court. They showed up every night ready to compete, which I'm sure is a great feeling as a coach.
100%. Just so thankful for their efforts and their attitudes up and down the roster, the entire group. It is. The schedule is brutal. I mean, that is the word that absolutely describes our schedule. I was, you know, looking back at things after the season was over, and it's like, man, you look at our losses, right? And our losses were to number 7 ranked PCM in 3A, number 2 or 3 ranked Des Moines Christian in 3A, okay? And then you've got, like you said, you know, 4 losses against Norwalk and DCG, who are the, you know, pretty much the 2 elite 4A programs in girls basketball. And then you've got 2 against Indianola, who's a 5A program, 2 against Pella, who's a very solid 4A program. And it's like, you start looking at our losses and it's like, man, you know, we had a pretty good season when you just look at our losses versus our wins. And I just kept thinking, man, if we were playing in like just a standard normal 2A, 3A conference, we'd probably be sitting at 15, 16 wins. So that was encouraging for me to think about too. And I'm very, very pleased with our effort and attitudes throughout that schedule and throughout the season.
Well, and you talked a little bit about the attitudes there. Again, as we're talking to head coach of the Petlik Christian girls basketball team, John Mum, I think one thing that might go under the radar in terms of the attitude is just the adversities, not just within the schedule or what necessarily took place, you know, in the win-loss records, but just what this team had to go through to get from point A to point B this season. We talked a little bit off the air, 11 different starters for this girls team throughout the season. And I think by about the middle of the season, it would have been really easy to just kind of look at it and get discouraged or think, is it worth it to go play because of all the little things that just seem to ail this team throughout the season? I mean, what can you just say about the girls' willingness through that adversity to just show up every day with that mindset of being ready to work and ready to play, even though they're watching teammates, you know, go through, you know, different injuries or illnesses throughout the year?
It's a great point, and it's something that I talked about at our team awards banquet night. You know, the 11 different starters has to be that there's no other program in the state, any class, that can say that. I would be shocked if anybody could. It's absurd, right? Like 11 different girls started at least one game for us. That's absurd. And I talked a little bit too about PTSD at our banquet. I said, you know, seriously, like some of these girls might have a little PTSD from seeing all of these teammates going down with some horrible injuries and the tears and the trauma from that. You know, opening game of the season against PCM, and Chloe Snyder goes down with that horrific knee injury, and our whole team was just shell-shocked, you know, very upsetting. It's so difficult when you see somebody that you love, that you are around all the time, you see them in pain, you see them hurting, and then you know the long journey of recovery that they're going to have. Like that is hard, especially for teenagers. You know, I mean, it's hard enough for me as an adult man, and it's really tough for our girls to see that. And then they continually saw those things happen to different teammates throughout the whole season. It was just like boom, 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 you know, one thing after another. And so I'm just so thankful for these girls and their strength that they were able to continue to fight, continue to battle, continue to come to practice, to work hard. And the way that they supported each other, Tyler, they just genuinely cared about each other, wrapped their arms around each other, and loved on each other and helped each other get through those hard times.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to John Mum, head coach of the Petlik Christian girls basketball team. Kind of to your point, they rattled off 5 in a row after that PCM win. I think that's just kind of an interesting note to throw in there. Now I kind of want to just talk about some of the groups here, and I'm going to break them down into 3. And I want to start with the seniors, because I think that they played a big role. Addie Van Arendonk, we've highlighted, you know, the progress she made. Ava Breams, Chloe Nickel. I know her season unfortunately gets cut short, but I know she played a big part in this as well. When you just look at those 3 seniors and the part that they played here as you're coming in, trying to establish the culture you want, try to establish things you want to do, what can you say about those 3 individuals and how much they made your life easier as a first-year head coach and trying to work with this group, and then, you know, what they brought to the table on the basketball court as well?
Yeah, I've talked about these 3 quite a bit, but I enjoy talking about them. The first thing that comes to mind is great, great attitudes, right? When your seniors have such gentle, kind, loving, God first, team first attitudes, that radiates through the rest of the team, right? And those 3 are, they just epitomize team first, care, love, strength, leadership. And so that is huge when you have seniors like that that show the rest of the girls how it should be done. And so very thankful to have those three seniors. And then for me, it was so much fun because I love the high-low offense, okay? It's what we ran in college. It's what I played and had a lot of success running was the high-low offense. And one of the things that I was excited about when I was looking at this roster before I took the job is I'm like, okay, we've got 5'10", 5'11", 6', you know, 5'9". Like, I'm like, I think we can try to run the high-low offense, right? And so that was so much fun for me, being able to work with Ava Breams and Addie Van Arendonk and Rachel on running the high-low offense, Trinity. So that was so much fun, so rewarding to be able to teach them that and to be able to run that this season. And we had some great moments running it. Like, those three did some really good things with our high-low. That was so enjoyable when it was like, oh man, that worked perfectly. Great high-low entry pass for a layup. I got so excited every time it worked, because it's not an offense that you see a whole lot anymore. And it's definitely not one that is popular anymore, but we kind of showed like, hey, we can still run this old school offense and do it successfully. So that was great.
That is great. And now kind of talking about the next group of returners there. I know that senior class was a big part of it, but also a lot of experience within the junior class and even a handful of sophomores that got in there as well, kind of leading that group. I mean, I know you just kind of mentioned Rachel. She's obviously one of those ones that led the group, broke a couple of records this year when it came to rebounding. Jesse DeVries is a name that it has been floated out there. I know Chloe Snyder wasn't on the court all the time, but did a lot of things off the court, was still on almost all the games there to support everyone. And then you look at Sophia Slachter, Bryn Runner, Ashlyn Vermeer, who maybe didn't always necessarily show up in the box score with the flashy numbers, but did a lot of other really great things as well. What can you say about that group, the experience level they brought to the table, and the things that they were able to do to help make this team successful this season?
Yeah, that junior class is awesome. I mean, that was another thing that I looked at, you know, with this job is like, man, look at, we got 7, 8 juniors here that there's a lot of talent there. That's a great class. So I'm already excited about next season. You know, you go in with 7 seniors and a lot of talent, a lot of experience there. You know, several of them have been playing since they were freshmen. So looking forward to them as seniors. And I know that they're all going to take another step up, which will be great. And so biggest thing for us is going to be keeping them healthy, you know. And I've said this to so many people, I think to you too, it's like, we are due, right, for a season where we are healthy and we don't have all these injuries. So I'm going to knock on wood and say it's going to be next season. But yeah, it's a fun group, a lot of diverse skill sets, and a lot of things that we can continue to get better at. You know, I look at Bryn, and I did not expect her to be this good defensively. I was just amazed at how she really took hold of that role of being the defensive stopper, and in my opinion was one of the best defensive players in the state. So really excited to see how she's going to, you know, take her game to the next level next season. And, you know, we're going to figure out ways to utilize her best on the court. I'm with losing Ava and Addie down low. One of the things I'm thinking about is trying to get her into that high post area. She's not a low post player like Addie and Ava, but I think we can try to utilize her in that high post area to hit that little mid-range shot to make the low post entry pass into Rachel. And we're hopefully going to be able to utilize Rachel in the post, you know, way more and not have to have her out handling the ball as a point guard and having to bring the ball up the court. She had to do that so much this season because of all the injuries. So thankfully we were able to develop some of the younger girls, and we will, again, knock on wood, hopefully we'll have a healthy Chloe Snyder that can bring the ball up the court. We'll have a healthy Jessa DeVries all season that can bring the ball up the court. We've got Olivia Dahan and Finley Snyder that gained some valuable experience as guards that can help bring the ball up the court. So those are some of the things that I'm looking forward to.
Absolutely. And you jumped right in. You led me right into the third group. I want to talk about the freshmen. They stepped up, and there were some games where, you know, they got in just kind of naturally, and then there were some games where I imagine going into the season, you never thought you would be throwing them into the starting lineup. And, you know, I don't want to say throwing them to the Wolves necessarily, but, you know, Dallas Center Grimes late in the season, couple freshmen making starts there against a perennial powerhouse. While it's maybe not the conventional method that you were hoping to help with their development, some great game experience to be able to kind of learn what it takes to play against the highest competition here in the Little Hawkeye Conference for them as they get ready for sophomore, junior year and continue that development to get even stronger here in the years to come.
For sure. It was exciting for me to be able to get some of those freshmen some good quality minutes because, yeah, that's in my mind the whole time is, like, if you can get some of those freshmen experience and minutes, they're going to be that much further ahead as sophomores, and it's going to hopefully light a fire in them, right, to really push themselves in the off season. Like, man, I got some minutes. I was able to have some success. I had some mistakes and some failures, right? Well, I want to improve on those. I want to work on some of those things where I, you know, didn't play as well or didn't do some of the things that I want to do, right? It's going to hopefully really spurn them to push themselves in the off season, to get more shots up, to work on their ball handling, to work on their strength and conditioning, to work on their quickness. But I've got some really fun memories of some of those freshmen, some of those things that they did. I think of Elena Hurtigan, you know, throwing her in some games where the other team was sitting in a zone defense, right? And I just kept seeing her in practice, like, draining three after three after three. And I'm like, this girl has got a really nice three-point shot. And I think if we see some zone defenses, I can put her out there on the wing, and I think she can knock down some threes. And sure enough, there was, you know, a couple of games in there where it was like, we got her in when we were seeing a zone defense. She knocked down some threes, and it was a thrill for me to see that. And then with Finley Snyder and Olivia Dahan, seeing their successes getting thrown in there later in the season was just so rewarding. The highlight that I think of for Finley Snyder, she hit, you know, three threes in one game. Just so much fun seeing her knock down those shots and playing great defense. And then Olivia Dahan, I think she had a game as well where she knocked down three three-pointers and just did a terrific job handling the ball, playing the point. And so really, really excited about that freshman group.
Coach Mom, I appreciate the time as always. I'm looking forward to next season already. We'll take some time in between there. We'll enjoy a little bit of the down period, watching our athletes compete in other sports, but already looking forward to seeing what's in store for next season for Eagles girls basketball, and just always appreciate the time as always.
Thank you, Tyler.
That was head coach John Mum of the Pella Christian girls basketball team here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.